The fire is believed to have started in the engine room of the Alaska Patriot, a 185-foot fishing trawler owned by the Fishing Company of Alaska. Members of the ship's crew, all of whom got off the boat safely, declined to be interviewed, but Fire Captain Roger Defendall with the Unalaska Department of Public Safety said a member of the crew was able to extinguish the worst of the fire before he and the rest fled the ship.
If the guy hadn't went down there and not put the initial knockdown on, we'd be here probably till morning.
Unalaska firefighters, EMTs, and public safety officers were on the scene shortly after 6 p.m. At that point, no flames were visible from the shore, but clouds of smoke were billowing off the ship. 2 hours later, firefighter Mike Sheffield said the worst was over.
We're sending a team back on to reevaluate the situation, see if we need any further fire suppression, or if it's just overhaul and clean up at this point.
The Alaska Patriot is tied up at the fuel dock run by Offshore Systems Incorporated, and when the fire broke out, it was separated from the dock by its sister ship, the trawler Alaska Pioneer. Defendall and Sheffield say that if the Patriot's crew members hadn't fought the fire on their own, there was a good chance they would have had to cut the ship loose to keep the fire from spreading to the Pioneer and to the dock itself. And no one wanted to take any chances with the 5 million gallons of fuel that OSI representatives say are stored in the row of tanks across the road from the dock. Glenn McConaughey, OSI's night manager, was standing near those tanks, watching the scene unfold.
We're just worried about the fuel tanks exploding, taking care of the docks, make sure everybody's safe. Doesn't appear to be any damage. Everything looks like it's doing good.
No one was injured in the fire, but EMT Chris Bobbitt says a number of the crew members were treated with oxygen in the pair of ambulances on hand.
I had a couple of people that were experiencing a little shortness of breath, coughing, obvious smoke inhalation. Sat them down, got them on oxygen, let their vital signs kind of even out, and most of them were, after 5 or 6 minutes on oxygen, were ready to get up and be moving around.
The extent of the damage to the Alaska Patriot wasn't known as of Wednesday night. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.